Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing your landscape for a season away. Many people in Florida live here only part-time and travel elsewhere for the hottest part of the year. If you're leaving for an extended period of time, you'll need to make arrangements for your landscape to be maintained. Be sure your trees are pruned and remove dead or dying limbs. For branches that are too high to reach from the ground, consider hiring a certified arborist. Check your irrigation system to make sure that all the heads are functioning properly and verify that your rain sensor is also in good working order. Refresh the mulch in your gardens to keep weed problems in check. Hire someone reputable to mow and care for your landscape. Make sure they know your wants and wishes and that you check their references. For more information about preparing your landscape for a season away, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, daylilies. Daylilies are among the most popular perennials grown in Florida. These hardy, fleshy-rooted plants are relatively free from serious pests and have a long blooming period. Some daylilies are evergreen, while others are deciduous. Daylily petals are edible and taste great in a salad. Daylilies grow in clumps and bloom heaviest in spring and early summer. Their flowers can be single or double and come in many different colors. Your daylily planting can make the biggest impact in your landscape if you group multiple plants of the same color together. Groups of daylilies provide spots of color and a soft texture to any landscape setting. Daylilies are quite drought tolerant but perform best when moisture is readily available, so be sure to mulch your daylily planting. For more information about daylilies, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, selecting a landscape maintenance service. Whether you're leaving town for the summer or just looking for help with your yard work, it's important to select a lawn maintenance service that meets your needs. First, decide whether you want the company to provide partial or total care for your lawn or landscape. Ask companies for a consultation that includes a survey of your landscape needs. Get a complete description on paper of the services and treatments included with a cost breakdown. Ask the company if they're insured and have workman's compensation and if staff are licensed to apply pesticides. Check with friends and neighbors for recommendations, as satisfied customers usually mean the company is good at what it does. When you find a good company, you can rest easy that your landscape is in good hands. For more information about caring for your landscape, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, seeding your lawn. Seeding is the easiest and cheapest way to establish a new lawn. The best time to seed warm season grass in most parts of Florida is between April and July, permitting a full growing season before cold weather. For best results, the site needs to be prepared properly before planting. Make sure you choose high-quality seed of a variety appropriate for your area and the site. Prepare the site by removing weeds and vegetation and loosening and leveling the soil. Work the seed into the soil and cover with sand or another product such as hay. Seeding rates vary with most species and cultivars of grass. Newly seeded areas should be kept moist and apply fertilizer only after the seed begins to grow. Plant carefully and watch the grass grow. For more information on lawn care, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, controlling insects in the vegetable garden. Vegetable gardens can be popular places for hungry insects, and you don't want to lose the hard work you've put into the garden. But pesticides are rarely the best solution for vegetable garden insect problems. For best results, visit your veggies at least once every other day. Examine your plants closely for insects and signs of insect damage, making sure to turn leaves over. Pick off any insects you find, crushing them or throwing them into a container of soapy water or alcohol. Go ahead and cut off severely infested leaves. If you come across an insect you don't recognize, save a sample and get it ID'd at your county extension office. Finally, if you must use pesticides, make sure you use the least toxic product available and follow label instructions. For more information about controlling insects, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.